inflation is now a major concern for economic policymakers and for just about everyone else. But what goes on behind a price increase, and how do businesses cope with the pressure of rising prices? Well, with those questions in mind, I went to the Midwest last week to look at one consumer product, one that inflates in more ways than one. Popcorn. At the Van Wert Cinema 5 in rural northwestern Ohio, moviegoers who pay $6 for a ticket will gladly pay anything from $1.75 to $3.75 for a bag of popcorn.
You want butter on the popcorn?
Transactions like that one are going on in movie theaters all over the country. Theater owner Jim Boyd has owned theaters in Van Wert, Ohio for almost 20 years. Over that time, many things have changed about his business. But one thing that hasn't changed is the value of popcorn.
Quite frankly, popcorn pays the bills. With our gross receipts from ticket sales, we have potentially a break-even proposition. To make a living, I sell popcorn.
These days, Jim Boyd, like movie theater owners everywhere, is under pressure to raise his popcorn prices. That's because the price he pays has gone up so much.
A 50-pound bag of popcorn now is right at $18 a bag. I started the season at just under 12.
There has been a 50% increase. To find out why, we went first to Agricola Farms, just a few miles from the movie house. Agricola is owned by Dale and Charles Proffitt, two brothers in their 60s. Dale Proffitt walked me through one of his cornfields. We were literally up to our eyeballs in popcorn.
This is the kind of corn we like to see, right here.
Charles Proffitt taught me lesson number one about popcorn. These plants are different from ordinary corn.
The kernels are small, and they are round. Popcorn has a unique characteristic, the pericarp, which is the outside skin, and that's what holds the moisture inside the kernel, and when you apply the heat, that pops the pericarp, and that's how you get popcorn.
Popcorn is a specialty crop. There isn't a big enough market to create a popcorn price, like the prices of other commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade. So the price of popcorn rises and falls with the Chicago price of corn. That price has tripled over the past couple of years, largely because of the new demand for corn to make ethanol. So the price that Dale Proffitt can charge for his popcorn has gone up too. He says so have his costs.
Our fuel increases from 07 to 08, and of course we haven't bought all of our fuel for 08 yet, but right now it's a 52% increase over what we purchased in 07. Mm-hmm. Our fertilizer costs, we basically use three different basic ingredients when it comes to fertilizer.
And they've all gone up by double-digit increases this year. As for next year, the increases are stunning. For potash?
108% from this year to 09.
And for nitrogen and phosphorus?
101% increase.
And for anhydrous?
At least a 54% increase.
Now, when I asked Dale Proffitt why those costs are going up, he pointed out first that fertilizer is petroleum-based. The high price of oil is at work here, too. But he also described the agricultural economy that he and his brother work in and that we all live in. The Proffitts may farm in a remote corner of northwestern Ohio. The closest big city is Columbus, and that's more than a two-hour drive away. But this is a small world.
A lot of these fertilizers are being consumed by China and India, and they're trying to increase their production so they can feed their population, and that just radiates through the whole world economy, and we're part of that world economy.
They're also part of the ethanol economy, even though popcorn is not used for ethanol. Now, why should the Proffitt brothers benefit from a price increase for ordinary corn that is used for ethanol? Well, the short answer is land. Popcorn growers need a price that makes it sensible for them to keep growing popcorn on their farm instead of growing ordinary corn. Chris Hurt is an agricultural economist at Purdue University.
Popcorn and regular commercial corn and most of our other crops, soybeans, wheat, rice, compete for land. So when ethanol prices are high, when ethanol producers can pay more for corn, the competition for that land is intense. And so popcorn producers have to get a higher return because they can produce commercial corn.
So, the round yellow kernels that go from Agricola and other farms to our next stop, the Weaver popcorn plant in Van Buren, Indiana, cost a lot more this year than they did last. And Weaver Popcorn's freight bills are higher this year because of oil prices. The challenge to Chief Operating Officer Will Weaver is to look for every conceivable efficiency to keep the cost of his popcorn and his biggest single product, microwave popcorn, cheap.
How does your seed perform in the field? How much paper does it require to make one microwave popcorn pouch? How much adhesive? I mean, all throughout the entire process, we really need to make sure we're fighting to keep our costs in line because at the end of the day, that consumer is demanding a reasonably priced microwave popcorn pouch. So it's part of the fun of it, actually.
Weaver Popcorn is the world's number two popcorn maker after the big diversified food company Conagra. Weaver accounts for about 30% of production. It's a family business that started when Will's great-grandfather, Reverend Ira Weaver, started popping in 1928. Nearly half the popcorn market is overseas, so Weaver Popcorn is export-minded.
If we could just get everyone in China to eat one pouch of popcorn, you know, it'd be great.
This is a sophisticated, highly automated business. When Japanese customers complained about the uneven color of the popcorn, Weaver installed an optical sorting device which checks the color kernel by kernel. Some seeds produce tender kernels that mushroom out and show lots of surface area. They're ideal for dipping in caramel. Other seeds produce kernels that expand much more, and that's the popcorn best suited to overtop the bags sold at the movie theater. Here's an idea to fight inflation. Put fewer kernels of corn in each bag.
Well, as long as they pop and fill the bag, most consumers expect about 3 liters of popcorn in their popcorn bag.
I mean, that's having the number, dissatisfaction sets in below that level.
Below that, and there's questions, eyebrows go up, and above that, it's probably too big anyway.
These people know their business. Weaver faces another inflationary pressure down the road. As consumer prices rise, the wage demands of his workforce will rise, and he says Weaver Popcorn needs its highly trained workers. Will Weaver is 36, and he admits that this inflationary cycle is something new to him.
For people of my generation, we are in uncharted waters. So the big concern I have is, you know, can we get this leveled off and get this thing back in check?
Oh, Wally, yeah.
$6. Back at the Van Wert, Ohio movie theater, proprietor Jim Boyd wants the same thing. He has seen inflation before, but not like this.
I can never remember this radical an increase in popcorn price.
$18 for 50 pounds of Weaver Gold, a 50% increase over 6 months. A big chunk of that increase gets added on after the popcorn leaves the Weaver plant. A theater concession supplier trucks it up along with other supplies all the way from Indianapolis. His price has to cover his astronomical bill for diesel fuel. Now, even at $18, those kernels have been bred for popping large the way racehorses are bred for running fast. We did the math. Pop 1 pound of kernels at a cost of 36 cents, and you get enough popcorn to fill 6 jumbo bags and make back the $18 cost of that whole 50-pound bag. Popcorn is still hugely profitable. So, when does Mr. Boyd increase his price?
Well, I'm kind of hung on a $20 bag of popcorn, and we're getting very close. I would hope to be able to hold a line at least through this year.
The AMC theater chain has increased its popcorn prices nationwide by 25 cents. The CEO of Regal Cinemas says a price increase is likely in his chain. These days, the price of popcorn has Jim Boyd reciting a lesson that he learned about the business from the theater owners he first worked for 40 years ago.
Find a good location to build a popcorn stand and build a theater around it.
When I was in Ohio and Indiana last week, I also looked into an interesting trend, the problems facing ethanol plants. Ethanol plants have been opening up all over the Corn Belt since 2006. They've been part of a boom as corn has been diverted from the food supply to automotive fuel. Well, now ethanol plants are often slow to open or they're facing possible closure.
I'll tell you, we're on the edge right now. We are one bad day of ethanol pricing away from having to decide to shut the plant down.
A look at ethanol now that the gold rush is over. That's tomorrow on All Things Considered.